Nobody asks to live next to an oil refinery or a maximum security prison. But what about a greenhouse? I mean, who wouldn't want to live near a greenhouse, right? Well, it turns out a lot of folks in Loudoun, New Hampshire. NHPR's Todd Bookman explains.
The weather inside Leaf Farms makes you want to roll out a beach towel. It's 75 degrees, August-level humidity, with fans pushing a soft breeze. Operations manager Bob Ledoux points to the beneficiaries of this artificial climate.
That's Mizuna and Cress.
Baby greens.
Baby greens.
Built on the site of an old gravel pit, Leaf Farms invested $10 million to grow gourmet lettuce indoors in New Hampshire year-round. Henry Huntington, the CEO, says, hey, why not? The demand is there.
It was a big investment, but we saw that the market was great for this kind of product. You know, folks are looking for locally grown, you know, they want to know where their food is coming from and how it's grown.
And how it's grown at Leaf Farms is actually pretty spectacular. Robotic arms and conveyor belt shuffle the seedlings around the greenhouse. Sensors closely track growing conditions. Nutrients are delivered in precise doses. This place honestly feels less like a farm and more like a surgical suite. Not every element is under human control, however.
So the sun just broke through.
Yes,
you must like that.
We love sun. So we expect with our location, latitude and longitude and this part of the country, we should be able to get about 80% of our light requirements from the sun.
And the other 20%, that comes from overhead lights, serious high-powered grow lights. Lights that, because of shorter winter days, Leaf Farms has been running after the sun goes down. And when you turn on lights in a room made of glass, well...
I was pissed when I saw that light. I couldn't believe it. And I saw it, I thought, now how can you do that?
Tom Schneider lives 6 miles as the crow flies from Leaf Farms. His house is up on a ridge, and during the day, it is sweeping 360-degree sight lines. At night, it used to be nothing but stars. Until this very orange, very unnatural glow started penetrating the sky. His first thought?
What's this going to do to the view? And I think maybe that sounds kind of selfish. I should be more concerned with the ecological and the physiological and psychological impacts this might have. But initially I thought aesthetics.
Leaf Farms does have a shade curtain installed at the greenhouse, but it's porous, more porous than they thought it would be. To try to appease their neighbors, they now turn the lights off during the evening and then back on again after midnight. But that concession isn't enough for some folks.
Okay, we'll start off. There's a lot of people here tonight. I'm assuming it's for to discuss the Leaf greenhouses. We'll go right to that discussion.
At the January meeting of the Loudoun Planning Board, people fired up about Leaf Farms aired their frustrations. They asked why had permits been issued without an environmental impact study? Why weren't neighboring towns, including Canterbury, informed of the project?
And what's this going to do to our property values for the realtors? Who's going to want to buy a house in Loudoun when the sun is out at midnight?
It's worth pointing out here that this isn't the first light pollution complaint involving Henry Huntington, the owner of Leaf Farms. He and his family run other greenhouses in Loudoun, very successful greenhouses, and there have been legal challenges over the lights at those locations. Another thing worth mentioning is that Huntington himself happens to be on the Loudoun Planning Board. He recused himself during this portion of the meeting and addressed those in attendance.
And as I've said before, we're going to fix it because I don't like it myself. We're going to fix this issue. But at this point, we don't have the resources or the time to be able to fix it right away.
Huntington has plans to add another greenhouse in 2019. And when he gets that building in place, he says he can halt operations at Leaf Farms and install thicker shade curtains. Until then, manager Bob Ledoux plans to continue turning on the lights.
You know, I'm the guy that has to turn them on and drive home and see them in the rearview mirror and know that people are upset with me. It's not a great feeling.
All this remorse and controversy over some baby greens. Neighbors I spoke with told me they do support the concept of locally grown food. And even Tom Schneider, the guy 6 miles from Leaf, he's on board with sustainable agriculture in his community.
I can think of many other businesses that I would not want to see there. You know, so I am very grateful that we've got a greenhouse. I think somebody dropped the ball.
Henry Huntington, the CEO of Lee Farms, he joked that if he sells more greens, he can expand sooner and get those new shade curtains in place faster. Tom Schneider joked to me that if nobody buys the greens, those lights would probably get shut down pretty quickly, too. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.